Our story begins in Zoe's apartment. Zoe and Kyle are lying in bed after making love for the first time.
Well, that was certainly worth the wait.
I told you it would be.
So, I'm ready for round two. How about you?
I think I could be persuaded into that.
Don't answer that.
I'm sorry, I have to.
It better not be that Joe Zagas guy.
Will you stop? Hello?
Zoe, it's me.
Heidi, what's wrong? What happened? 'Cause I've got a plan.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
I need you to come over here right away.
To your apartment? Is something wrong with Carl?
Please, I'll explain everything once you get here. It's very important.
Okay, no problem. I'll be right over.
Thanks. Zoe.
Yeah?
Thanks for being such a good friend to me. I'll never forget it.
You too. Look, I'll be there as fast as I can.
You have got to be kidding me!
I'm sorry, Kyle, but Heidi needs me. I have to go.
At his new apartment, Andrew has just finished giving Alexandra and Adriana a tour.
Andy, how can you afford this place?
You must be making some money working for this party planner.
I told you guys she gave me an advance.
Oh. Well, yeah, but even with an advance, I think this apartment is out of your price range.
Alex, you know I wouldn't settle for anything less than the best.
I'll say.
So now that you've had the grand tour, why don't we go to dinner? I feel like dining in style tonight.
Andy, have you ever thought that, you know, maybe you should hold on to this money while you can? You know how easy come and easy go it is.
True, but I always land on my feet.
I suppose, but you never know when your luck is going to run out.
At their apartment, Raven and Mac are talking in the living room.
So, how was your day?
It was okay. Nothing special.
Mine was good too, thanks.
Mac, I was going to ask you. Don't start in on me tonight.
I'm not starting, Raven. I just want to be able to discuss my days with you without worrying about how you'll react.
Go ahead. Discuss away. I'm right here.
Physically, maybe, but in your head, you still wish I was working someplace else.
Well, I'm not going to deny it. But what can I do?
What you can do is accept my job at Dean and allow us to move on and get past all this Serena business. Maybe we should have her over for dinner and you can get to know her better.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
I'm sorry, Mac. I am trying here, but I am not ready for that woman to be in our apartment.
At their penthouse, Charlie and Gretchen are having dinner in the dining room.
Why did Dirk cancel on us?
Take a wild guess. He's with Heidi at her apartment. I think she's finally caving in after Dirk's dad and his lawyer started putting the pressure on her.
You know, I kind of feel bad for her. She doesn't have any family and now she might lose her baby.
Yeah, well, she should have thought about that before she lied to everyone about the baby's daddy.
I guess.
Enough about them. So I gotta tell you, pretty lady, I saw your little segment on the 6 o'clock news there. Looking pretty sharp, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. Twice a week reporting on which restaurants got the lowest scores during their inspections? It is so glamorous.
Hey, come on. Looks like you're getting more and more airtime. And who knows, with that wit and those good looks, you might even beat Kyle to Swanson's anchored chair.
Yeah, right. I think Rick is going to be glued to that chair for, well, the next 20 years at least.
I don't get it, though. He's such a stiff. And I don't think anyone even likes the guy.
Yeah, but his Q rating is really high, according to the station.
Yeah, well, there must be some computer malfunction or something spitting out the wrong numbers.
Even though I'm not covering the types of hard news that I would love to be doing, I think they like me, so there's hope.
Of course they do, beautiful. What the hell's not to like? Now come over here and give me a kiss. I love you. And I'm gonna love you like nobody loves you. And I'll learn you trust me.
At Heidi's apartment building, Zoe has just got off the elevator and is walking towards Heidi's door. She hears Carl crying as she approaches and sees the door slightly open.
That's weird. Why did she leave the door open? Heidi, it's me. Oh my God!
No!
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 No! No!
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.